Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also from my University of Texas weather blog site, representing campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, on this 30th day of March 2022. Folks, kind of looking back at the month, we're seeing temperatures slightly below what they should be for this time of year as we wrap up the last couple of days of the month. Rainfall between about a half inch and up to 2 inches below normal for the month. A very dry month across the area, and evidenced by the passage of the system overnight. Just didn't produce much around here. At most, just as my forecast had indicated, about a quarter of an inch of rain. That's all the Austin area saw, not that many storms. They all stayed to the north of us, as I expected. Looks like now a drier, more stable weather pattern as a surface low pressure area and an upper air disturbance and an associated cold front sweep through the area as the day goes along. Drier air from the west will sweep in. Temperatures will warm probably back into the lower 80s this afternoon across south central Texas. A little cooler tonight due to the drier air, and then a really nice day tomorrow. Same for Friday, really the same for the weekend. The only thing that's in there is a little bit of an increase in cloud cover by Friday night and Saturday morning. That will occur as yet another passing upper air system goes by. Limited moisture for it to deal with. As it passes, it'll allow another surface cold front to move southeast across the area, and that'll come with basically a few clouds and just a wind shift sometime during the day on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday look good weather-wise, lots of sunshine. We'll begin to see another upper-level storm system off the Pacific moving this way, and of course developing low pressure at the surface over the Rockies, another cold front by early next week. Our southerly winds return on Sunday, and that'll mean moisture return into Monday in advance of that front, which will pass sometime, I think, sometime on Tuesday, probably the middle part of the day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with that. But even now looking at that, I'm not sure that most of the precipitation will be north and east of the Austin area. We may once again have the best rain chances and rainfall amounts elude us, south central Texas anyway, avoid us and appear more to the north and northeast of our local area. Looks like following that front next Tuesday, we'll see a little drier and cooler weather once again kick in for the middle part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 30th day of March, 2022. I'll update my text forecast, which is on the website, of course, and also my audio weather thoughts. I'll update those once again on Thursday morning. Enjoy the sunshine, the drier weather today in the wake of the cold front a little earlier this morning as it's moved through the area. Enjoy the sunshine today, and we'll talk again tomorrow.